Commentator Joe Davidson disagrees with the judge's ruling against Matthew Cooper of Time magazine, but Davidson says the case raises another important issue in journalism, overuse and misuse of anonymous sources.
This ruling is bad news for a free and vigorous press. It could stifle aggressive reporting by focusing a prosecutor's attention on the messenger. But it also draws attention to a related but more insidious problem that constantly erodes journalism's integrity. The problem is that anonymous sources are used too much. Those sources provide information, but only if the informant is not revealed. It allows government and business officials to promote a message without being held accountable. The reporter gets the quote or the scoop. In return, the hidden hand helps to shape the news. Both get what they want, but not without a price. The use of anonymous sources undermines the trustworthiness of an industry that already generates too much mistrust. Don't get me wrong. Some sources put their jobs at risk by providing crucial and sensitive information. Think Watergate and the Pentagon Papers. But in Washington, the practice has become the norm. The White House often holds press conferences with top presidential appointees who refuse to be identified except as a senior administration official. Starting with the Washington Press Corps, reporters should just say no to briefings by no-named officials. And there are more confusing ground rules. Not for attribution means reporters may quote sources but identify them only vaguely, such as a Pentagon official. Deep background means reporters can use the information, but with no attribution. For guidance, information may not be printed or broadcast, but it can be used to advance reporting. Off the record means the information can't be used at all. It's time for journalists to kick the anonymous source habit. Building on suggestions by Daniel Okrent, the New York Times public editor, and Geneva Overholzer, a Pointer.org columnist, Washington News Bureau chiefs and the White House Correspondents Association should tell the White House that their members will no longer attend these secretive sessions. Such a strategy would not affect investigative stories where individual reporters deal with sources who really have something to say, but who could get punished for saying it. And news consumers need not worry about the effect of a boycott. Many of the covert source news conferences produce little news anyway. In one White House briefing transcript, I counted anonymous senior administration officials using phrases like, "I'm not going to comment on it," 8 times in 28 minutes. It's time to stop the charade. But don't quote me on that.
Commentator Joe Davidson is editor of Focus magazine. He lives in Washington, D.C.